I'm Priya Sachdeva, your host at Training Diary Show. Your journey to connect with ideas, stories, experiences and people and get a deeper understanding of the world around you starts now. Today, I'm with Dr. Vandana Singh. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about how the role of women is changing and is going to be changed in the modern society and how to survive your career in the male-dominated world. This episode is all about embracing change and evolution for the women. So all the queens who look forward to excel in their career, who want to do something extraordinary, this episode is for you. Hi, Dr. Vandana. Welcome on the show.
Thank you, Priya. That's lovely to be here with you. Thank you.
Not saying it because of the compliment or, you know, but the moment you enter and the moment, you know, I've seen you, you have such a powerful aura. You're such a powerful personality, the way you dress, the way you walk, the way you, you know, talk. I think highly impressed. Means I really look forward. It's a big thing. I've never said this to someone, but I really imagine my, you know, whenever I turn old and whenever, you know, how I will evolve, I really, really look forward to be like that.
Oh, that's thank you for that compliment. And I'm sure looking at you as well, that you will definitely reach there. Thank you. I always like to have that josh I carry, that josh in me, and perhaps that josh shows. And that's what that positive aura is about. Thank you. And
it completely reflects.
It would be very nice to really spread it everywhere and empower all women, young women like you, and why not?
Indeed. First thing, which I'm always curious to know from my guest, मैं हमेशा बिलीव करती हूँ जो आपके फॉर्मेटिव ईयर्स होते हैं, वेदर इट्स अबाउट योर स्कूल, कॉलेज एंड वेरी इनिशियल लाइफ ऑफ योर ट्वेंटीज, दे रियली यू नो मेक यू द काइंड ऑफ पर्सन यू आर गोइंग टू बिकम यू नो लेटर इन लाइफ एंड व्हाट काइंड ऑफ माइंडसेट यू विल हैव. सो वेरी मच क्यूरियस टू नो व्हाट काइंड ऑफ फॉर्मेटिव ईयर्स यू हैड एंड हाउ इट हैज़ शेप्ड यू इनटू द काइंड ऑफ पर्सन यू आर राइट नाउ.
दैट्स अ वेरी नाइस क्वेश्चन प्रिया, बिकॉज डेफिनेटली the formative years define your personality, because your personality, even if you read psychology, you will see the personality develops at that tender age from 2 to perhaps 10 to 12 years. I have a very humble background. I am a soldier's daughter. My father comes from the armed forces. And I remember in my formative years, changing one school to the other, you know, it's like keep on jumping from one place to the other. So it's not your exact recipe for a perfect childhood, so to say. But what happens is, especially here, and I have no complaints because that is what has made me what I am. I am what I am. I have seen myself changing maybe 15 schools in my span of what, 15 years of schooling. So you can imagine barely 6 months to 1 year, and before you start making friends, it's time to make new friends because your father has got posted out and you go with your father, right?
Right.
So not only does it expose you to different cultures, diverse backgrounds, different languages, you start adapting to change very quickly. And this is what my formative years have taught me, embracing change, you know, and just moving forward, just marching forward like a soldier and learning new things, which makes you fiercely independent. And an extremely resilient human being, if I may say so. So, wo aap mein bhar jata hai, you know, ki theek hai. And you land up at the end, maybe not having one or two best friends, but you land up having a lot of friends and a very rich experience of, you know, changing schools and new cultures, new syllabus, new background. So, that's what my formative years have been like.
Beautiful.
Yes.
I think it sounds very easy the way you have, you know, you explained it so easy, and जब मैं उसको सुन रही हूँ तो बहुत फैसिनेटिंग लग रहा है, बट ऑनेस्टली व्हेन आई थिंक ऑफ माई सेल्फ पुटिंग इन टू दैट सीट, लाइक इवन नाउ इफ यू नो आई एम चेंजिंग फ्रॉम वन प्लेस टू अनदर, आई नो हाउ मच टाइम इट यू नो टेक मी टू यू नो अडेप्ट दैट सिचुएशन, बट यू ब्यूटिफुली सेड दैट इट्स ऑल अबाउट इम्प्रेजिंग द चेंज एंड इट्स द बेस्ट पीपल आर द वंस हु अडेप्ट इट.
Yes, because when life gives you no choice but to be strong, to have that josh in you, to have that yodha spirit in you, wo kehte hai na kshatriya vanshak kshatriya yodha, so you realize that life is like that. You go to any field, Priya, it's main ye nahi keh rahi it's like a jung. But you will realize that everywhere you go to, it is this very resilience, this very adapting to the environment, this very being with your team, your people, your friends, your colleagues. You realize that this is the only way forward. You cannot work in isolation. You have to embrace that change. You have to move forward. So josh is very, very important in life.
Energy.
हर चीज में जोश, हर चीज में एनर्जी एंड नेवर नेवर से डाई एटीट्यूड. तो ठीक है, बुक्स चेंज हो रही हैं, आप कल तक चैप्टर 2 ऑफ हिस्ट्री पे थे और अब नए स्कूल में आप पहुंचे हो तो वो चैप्टर 7 पे पहुंचे हुए हैं, तो यू हैव टू कवर दैट एंड यू हैव टू मार्च फॉरवर्ड. तो इसका अलग ही वो अंदाज है, अलग ही वो चार्म है. एंड आई एम शुरू में लगता है कैसे करेंगे, घबराहट होती है, पर जब आ जाती है आपके सामने तो आप उसको कर लेते हो. एंड दिस इज व्हाट द फोर्सेस टीच यू, कि नेवर लुक बैक, बढ़ते जाओ, चलते जाओ और हंसते खेलते आगे बढ़ो. दिस इज व्हाट लाइफ इज अबाउट.
जस्ट अनदर वन वेरी विटी क्वेश्चन केम टू माय माइंड, मतलब व्हाट काइंड ऑफ adulthood, when I say adulthood, like when you were in teen, when you were in college, what kind of personality you were? Just curious to know, like, were the guys were always scared for you, from you, because you're a 4G daughter, and you know, you're yourself into that background. What kind of person, personality you had? You've been charming, you have been very strict. What kind of person you were?
I have to say that I have tried to keep myself balanced in every which way, but itna asaan nahi hota hai, because see, you're meeting new people all the time and adapting to new places all the time. So isme your personality develops, as I said, to be a very independent and a resilient person that you become. So isme what happens is that you easily mix with people. आप डरते तो बिल्कुल नहीं हो. एंड इन माय कॉलेज आई यूज्ड टू प्ले, आई स्टार्टेड प्लेइंग क्रिकेट फॉर एग्जांपल. दैट टाइम नॉट, देयर वाज नॉट अ वुमेन्स क्रिकेट टीम, इट वाज कमिंग अप. एंड आई एम नॉट सेइंग दैट आई एम एंशिएंट, बट दिस हैज बीन नॉट सो ऑफ लेट दैट यू नो यू हैव अ इंटरनेशनल वुमेन्स टीम एंड ऑल ऑफ दैट. आई यूज टू प्ले क्रिकेट, आई यूज टू प्ले बेसबॉल, आई यूज टू प्ले जस्ट अबाउट एवरीथिंग. एंड आई यूज टू लव, आई लव फॉर्मूला 1 मोर रेसिंग. सो आई हैव हैड दोज पैशंस, सॉकर. सो आई हैव हैड दोज पैशंस एंड आई हैव इजिली मिक्सड विद बॉयज एंड गर्ल्स अलाइक. एंड नो रिग्रेट टू दैट. वन मोर सीक्रेट is that, yes, I landed up in a college eventually where baking and, cooking was one part of the syllabi. And my aim was to be a fighter pilot. But then life takes you to its, through its twists and turns, as they say. So this was one of the defining turns of my life where... all, some of us find it very stress-free to bake and cook and all of that, and some of us do not. So I remember it was a gulab jamun making class. I will never forget that. And there were 15 of us in the lab, and we were given all the ingredients. We had the recipe book in front of us, and we were supposed to make the gulab jamuns. And Priya, I have to tell you, ultimately what came out of my gulab jamun was something stunning, because I had made it like suave, like a, you know, straight like a James Bond flick, you know, suave and savvy. And it was nicely done with, I had put the silver foil around it, you know, the chamak thamak around it. And when my teacher looked at it, she said, Vandana, that looks very presentable. That looks the best. And I was like beaming, you know, ki dekho, maine kar diya, you know. So kya hota hai that I don't like this. Mujhe to aviation mein hi jana hai. Mujhe to fighter pilot hi banna hai. But chalo, maine dekho, ye kar diya. Then she took a fork and knife. Because first she tried to break it with a spoon. To wo tuta nahi. So then I had, you know, one finger literally going, you know, like, okay, fine. Abhi mujhe presentation ke to bade achhe marks mile. All eyes on me. And then she picked up a fork and knife, as I said. She tried to cut it. So she couldn't cut it. She again raised her eyebrows. Then she looked at me. She said, mm-hmm, it's a little hard. I said, sorry, ma'am, maybe some ingredient was thoda jada, you know. No, no, you step back, Vandana. This is a test going on. You step back. So I stepped back. She really tried cutting it. She did not succeed. Ultimately, she said, anybody in this lab who can cut this gulab jamun will get 5 marks extra. The whole one by one, everybody came. But you want to know something, Priya? Nobody could break my gulab jamun. And then my teacher dropped it on the floor. It did not break, buddy. It did not break. Ultimately, it was taken to the field and usse kafi jada bowling ki gayi thi. It was used like a cricket ball because they knew ki ye jaake cricket khelti hai apne free time
mein. But what have you put in that glass?
Don't ask me. I had put the best of what I thought was in the recipe book in there. But when your gulab jamun turns out to be as resilient as a cricket ball, then you realize that this is not the path for me.
Right.
The path for me, what is the purpose? What is the purpose of life? Is this what I want to do? Or is this something else I want to do? So that gulab jamun turned out to be the defining moment. Ultimately, of course, after a few days it broke. But it was more solid than a cricket ball. More solid. And anyway, I failed in that class, to be very honest. But here I am. I moved on knowing that this is not my way. I have to find my way.
Indeed.
And make my way.
Indeed.
Yes.
There's a very beautiful line which I love by Oprah Winfrey, where she mentioned there's nothing like failure. There's always redirections.
Yes. And that is true. There's nothing like failure. It's always redirections because it is always showing you the way ahead.
Yeah.
It's always
right
showing
calling.
You. Absolutely. And also, maybe it's she who said this, that if your life is on course with its purpose, you are your most own powerful. Meaning that you should know your purpose. And if you know that it's on course with that, then you become your own most powerful person.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what happened with me. I wanted to be a fighter pilot, looking at my father's background, realizing that they don't take women in the armed forces, whether it's the Indian Air Force or the Indian Army or the Indian Navy, there was no place. Either you do medical or do engineering. If you do medical, there's a way. But otherwise, there is no way. So, I thought, this is the way now. If I can't become a fighter pilot and I can't become a commercial pilot, because for commercial pilot, you need an X amount of money, you know. Let's be honest. Wo chahiye hota hai. Ab aapke paas hai nahi, toh aap kya karenge? I said, no, I have to find. And I found my way through being a cabin crew. I started with that. And then I moved on to logistics and cargo. And I said, let's make this field more colorful. अगर यहाँ पे डांगरीज और वही सब चलता है तो भाई हम भी तैयार हैं. सो आई फाउंड माई वे, आई फाउंड माई पर्पस. बट दैट गुलाब जामुन मोमेंट एक्चुअली डिफाइंड माई पर्पस एज अ यंग गर्ल.
Beautiful. I'll always remember this story. With that said, you know, once you were defining that part, it made me curious about one part. I was, you know, just reading somewhere, maybe listening to this story of, you know, ex-CEO of PepsiCo, mm-hmm. Indra Nooyi, where, you know, she mentioned once where she got promoted to maybe president wala moment tha ya CEO wala. Mm-hmm. She was promoted to one of the position, and when she came back from the office, you know, with all the joy that, you know, mom, family, I've become, you know, I've been promoted. But the moment she enters the house, her mom says, her mom said, ki, you know, leave your crown at the
work.
Leave your crown at the work. Go get the milk. So, very much pissed off and everything. But I think this line really much stayed with me, where she mentioned that, you know, leave your crown at work. Have that kind of moment been with you, where, you know, of course you have been a leading person, but at the same time, you are a mother, you have been a daughter, you've been a wife. So, ever been that kind of moment that stayed with you or have been onto you, where you have been expected to do all the work of the home, of all the responsibility, at the same time you're leading a company?
Absolutely. And I tell you, Priya, I totally resonate with it, because it is very real. And it happens to all of us. Hum ye nahi keh sakte that life has been extremely rosy, to ab hum ghar ja rahe hain to ab hum ghar samal jayega, ab hum kaam pe ja rahe hain to work samal jayega. Nahi, aisa nahi hota hai. You definitely have to draw a line, and you are playing the role of a daughter, of a mother, of a wife, of a sister, of all of that. So you have to play your role properly. So, yes, when you're a mother, you're a mother. And when you're a daughter, you're a daughter. You're a wife, you're a wife. But theek hai, you have to bring that balance in life. And at the same time, I think women are best at multitasking. Ye jo word hai na, multitasking. We can do 10 things at the same time. Ye kar sakte hain hum. Hamare ko bas wo himmat aur wo energy aur time prioritization hona chahiye, that yes, मैं ऐसे आज का दिन करूँगी. यू लिव इन वाटर टाइट कंपार्टमेंट्स लिटरली, यू नो, बट यू प्लान योर डे एंड यू आर एबल टू अडैप्ट टू इट. सो दिस टोटली रेजोनेट्स विद मी, बिकॉज यू हैव टू लीव योर क्राउन बिहाइंड. या बट देन यू आर वेयरिंग अनदर क्राउन इनसाइड. लुक एट इट लाइक दैट. इजंट बीइंग अ मदर, आई थिंक इट्स द बिगेस्ट क्राउन ऑफ माई लाइफ. Honestly, that I could bring another life into this world. And today, as we speak, she's becoming a judge in the Indian Army. Yeah, yeah. So my thing is ki, theek hai, you have to leave it behind and pick up the other one. And sometimes, mind you, Priya, it gets very frustrating also. At the end of the day, we are human beings. Sabke saath hota hai, hamare saath bhi hota hai. पर उसको कैसे हम, यू नो, हाउ वी गो थ्रू इट एंड हाउ वी वॉक थ्रू इट एंड व्हाट इज द सपोर्ट सिस्टम वी बिल्ड अराउंड इट इज व्हाट मैटर्स.
विल देयर बी एनीथिंग, यू नो, गोइंग बैक इन पास्ट, इफ एनीथिंग यू वुड लाइक टू से टू योर अर्ली वंदना, योर इफ यू, यू नो, गेट द चांस टू गो बैक इन योर अर्ली 20s, विल देयर बी एनीथिंग और, यू नो, सर्टेन थिंग्स दैट यू वांट टू डू डिफरेंटली, or any certain, you know, few words you want to say to yourself, will it be?
I would say no regrets. Honestly, I have no regrets. At that time, if it was open for women to join combat, I would have gone there. But honestly, I have no regrets to that Vandana behind, because that Vandana grew up in a very normal surrounding and learned. And I wouldn't like to change anything from the past, honestly. Because the past teaches you the present and shows you the way forward.
Was there any moment, as you know, you mentioned that you have always been more male-dominated world, right, throughout your career. So was there any moment where, you know, you felt really let down, or where you felt ki ab nahi hoga? There's any certain moment which, you know, really took you with so much grit to overpower. Was there any moment?
Many moments.
Anything that you would like to share?
See, now I come back to the aviation industry, to the logistics industry. So, you know, when you join it, so your smile radiates like the sun. But your dream of getting into that seat, the driver's seat, is as distant as that very sun, if I may say so. So this experience has been many times. First, I thought from customer assistance to sales that it's going to be normal. Because when you talk about aviation cargo and logistics, it's about the economy. It's about the import and export of the entire country, of the entire world, or a global role that I have right now. So I was given the responsibility of reverse sales. Ab aap puchhenge reverse sales kya hota hai? It's basically in the logistics industries, there's something called a freight chain. So you have a shipper and you have the carrier, which is the airline, and then you have a forwarder in between, and then you have a consignee at the end. Aapko main example deti hun. For example, let's say you're wearing a Massimo Dutti or a Zara right now. So that is the consignee, meaning that's the end user, and the shipper is the one who's making the craft, making the dress, making everything. In this case, it is a shipper called Inditex, for example. And you're supposed to, you know, you're supposed to be playing the role of the airline in between, where this goods gets transported from one to the other. Now imagine whether it's, I'm just giving you an in-depth on this role that I do. Now you imagine that a certain item has to reach an industry, say in UK, say in France, say in Germany, say in US, wherever at a certain time. It's an autumn-winter collection. So in this case, I'm talking about fashion, or I'm talking about pharma, or whatever else that we are transporting, valuables, perishables, all of that. But when I talk about reverse sales, is as an airline employee, it's very easy from parts of this side, meaning India, South Asia, to fill it up and take it out to Europe and US, but the incoming aircraft was coming light, empty. So the job given to me was reverse sales, meaning you have to make sure that the aircraft going out is not your worry. Although you're sitting here, you have to make sure the incoming is full.
Is full.
Yes. So that was a very tricky job, especially at a time when there was no, forget artificial intelligence, there was no market intelligence also. I used to go inside warehouses and, you know, inside the airport and start noting down, achha, yahan se shipment aa rahi hai. So at that time I was with Lufthansa, the German heavyweight carrier, you know. And I was given this job of reverse sales. And I said, why me? I can't do this. Those guys sitting in Germany should be filling the aircraft coming inside India. Why should? It's not my job. But the job was given to me. So it was more like, why me? Try me. Okay. So why me changed to try me? Ki ab to maine ye karna hi hai. And that journey was a defining journey of my life, because I did it. I did it and I showed it. And I was given the Oscar, which is a very nice, very big award by Lufthansa. It's called the Oscars of aviation industry. I was given for actually reverse sales, or import sales as we call it, and I will never forget it. How I did it, but I did it.
This is a very beautiful term you mentioned, reverse sales.
Yes.
Also, you know, talking about embracing the change, when we see the role of women as leaders, you know, two decades, a decade back, I think it is a bit different what we see now. And also when we talk about the mindset, so let's say now the women who takes their career break, they're very skeptical. Why I'm saying that, what I have observed, even in my friends group or the people I know, there's always a worry of, you know, having a career break. And even if you'll say in the US, the fertility rate has gone very much down because women don't want to, you know, take that break and everything. So what do you think, how companies can promote themselves and how women can be more mindful about embracing the change where they can have a balance as per their biological clock and the career they are leading?
Okay, in this case, I would say that the change is already happening as we speak.
Indeed.
Yeah? And women no longer need to be insecure. Pehli baat to insecure word ko hi hata do. And I to would like to take out the word barrier as well. Like so many people tell me you've broken so many glass ceilings. I didn't see a ceiling. I didn't see a ceiling is what I say. So when it comes to women, first of all, there should be no insecurity. The world is changing. Industries are changing. Companies are becoming mindful. They realize that they have to allow the woman, if she has to be in a leadership role and has to move ahead, she has to be given that width of following her biological clock as well, which means that if she's having children, why not? So that is why if you see abroad, there is not just a maternity leave, there is a paternity leave as well. And paternity leave is coming in India too.
Yeah.
Because
very few, but yeah.
Yeah.
Started.
Yes. It's not the job of the woman alone.
Indeed.
The child has come through both the parents.
Indeed.
Right? Then why should it the responsibility not be shared? Right? And I believe that there should be enough breathing space. There should be enough sort of a balance given where enough time can be spent and you come back to the same position and you grow. You're allowed to grow. You're allowed to glow. That's the word coming out from my mouth. And you're allowed to flourish. And why not? So things are changing as we speak. You see Sunita Williams right now still in orbit. Who was supposed to come back in 2 weeks and is there now up since 6 months. Hmm. So whether you are there are women in space or there are women in doing scientists or they are flying combat aircrafts or they are in war zones, women are everywhere. Hmm. And there has to be a supportive environment. Main to yahan tak jaungi, coming back to India, ki you know, desh bhakti gender dekh ke nahi di jati. I can die for my country as much as any other human being and men can do. So I have the right. So it's about equality. And the more a company or X companies see this as a writing on the wall, it gets better for them too. Because they get the maximum output from the women workforce.
Indeed.
So you have to allow that much.
Indeed. Feminism has become a very hyped topic and it's still always, you know, on the stages, always on the papers. What is that? What is the meaning of word for you? And how do you consider it in your life or for other women's life, this term feminism? What exactly, how you look at it?
Feminism, we know the meaning of it, right? We all know the meaning of it. But fact, for me, feminism is empowering women.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it is bringing about that balance. For me, it's about the shakti, about the nari shakti. You know, recently I was winning this award, Leaders of Bharat Award for aviation, very recently. And it said, Ek nari sope bhari. No, I really liked it, but I went on the stage, it said, Hajaron pe bhari.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm trying to say is, there is a word called feminism, but feminism is all about balance. Feminism is all about empowerment. It's all about focus. let's take it that way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's about equality. Mm-hmm. And equality is our fundamental right.
Also, do you practice this term? I don't know. Now, you know, all the women, all the girls really do talk about that, self-love. What have been your way of doing the self-love, taking care of one?
It's very important, Priya. See, you have to, unless you care for yourself, how will you care for others? Aap flights mein hum bolte hain, aap oxygen mask pehle pehniye aur phir dusre ko pehnaye, right? Similarly, you have to care for yourself, because unless you care for yourself, you're not going to be able to care for others. So I really believe in this. I believe in self-care, and one has to find those small pockets. Wo thode pockets dhoondne padte hain by way of prioritizing your time. Your time management is extremely important. This is something I've learned from my father. Discipline, resilience, time management. Very important. When you have time management, you're able to care for yourself. Mm-hmm. And to me, this is the cornerstone of leadership.
Just yes. Concluding in one line, there's a beautiful saying again that it's important to fill your own cup first. Only once it overflows, then fill the other's cup.
I totally believe that. I totally believe that. I also believe in sharing and caring. And I also believe that, once you walk the path, you're walking the leadership path, but don't forget the others behind. You keep on uplifting the others. And that's the journey that I'm on, that I take others with me. Because alone, you don't win anything. Indeed. With a team, you win everything. When you delegate, you win everything. When you empower, you win everything. That's the mantra I follow. You know, that is the mantra that I believe in.
What are the two or three things that you really look forward? When I say two or three things, what kind of traits, personalities, or, you know, a kind of feature or maybe characteristic in women in the upcoming age of, you know, another decade or another to another decade, that, you know, the new modern women should have these kind of skills or that kind of traits. What, according to you, they should adapt to?
Firstly, most important for me is willingness to learn. Mm-hmm. Because you see, knowledge is a never ending sphere. Every day we are learning. Right now, sitting across you, I'm learning something from you. Mm-hmm. You're learning something from me, indeed. Right? So the willingness to learn has to be there. I can proudly say I have, very early in life, I've had a crash course and a PhD in adaptability. I can say that. But thing is that every day you are learning. So that's very important. The second most important factor for me is having your own self-confidence. Mm-hmm. Self-confidence is very important, because when you believe in yourself, then you can actually really take things forward, and being resilient. Resilient, by being resilient, you're able to conquer anything else that comes in front of you, and actually you're able to make sense of it and, go strong with full josh ahead. These are the factors. And I would also like to quote one saying, which I always quote from Muhammad Ali, that if your mind can conceive it and your heart can believe it, then you can achieve it. This is what I believe.
With that said, there's a one thing that I'm always curious to, you know from my guest, last thing. What is the one trend that you like to see more evolving in the new world? I mean, when I say one trend, it can be related to life, anything. So one trend, what's that one trend that you really, really look forward the people of this generation or upcoming generation should have? Anything, any trend?
Yes, I would like to say that what is really now upcoming is evolving technology. And I don't think I'm the first person you must have heard that from. It's evolving technology. So if technology is giving you something, maybe by way of artificial intelligence or ChatGPT and so many other things that have come up, Meta, it doesn't mean that you just put your mind at that and you don't use your own brain. So I'm saying technology is coming, use technology, it's evolving, use it to the best of your operational efficiency, you know, but don't kill it by just looking at it and not using your own brain. So whatever we had in the earlier days, like I said, I used to run to warehouses, write on my wrist, you know, available number, shipper number, this, that, this is the customer, and try and do my sales that way. Have some genuinity left in you, you know. So basically, try to be as original as you can. And at the same time, if technology is offering you something which is good for you and helping you, helping your company, helping your business, why not? Do it. Okay. Karo. Josh se karo. Huh? This is what I believe in.
I think just concluding it down, new technology should not kill your creativity. It should enhance your creativity because now you can focus on better tasks. Let's say now we have ChatGPT or we have more AI tools. So instead of, rather than, you know, killing my creativity, it should be the, what do you say, catalyst of what's next, what better I can do. So I can focus on the bigger task.
Very much. You exactly said it. It is the catalyst. It should be used as a catalyst for that evolution.
Right.
Not just the way it is, but as a catalyst. And when you do that, then you're bringing in the right mixture, putting in the right ingredients, and you come out with the perfect dish.
Indeed.
This is the way it works. Indeed. Exactly.
With that said, thank you so much. It was lovely, lovely chatting with you. And as I said, that the moment you enter, it's just the positivity and a sense of, you know, powerfulness, which is not around many people. So thank you for being
Thank you so much for having me on your show, Priya. I am utterly grateful and utterly delighted to share my views with you and anybody else watching this podcast. And I really wish that everybody marches forward with full gusto.
Indeed.
So thank you.
So recently we had, you know, a quick Q&A session over our Instagram channel where, you know, one lady or two ladies have especially requested that where, you know, they want an episode regarding someone who's breaking the, you know, barriers. Sorry, using this term, but, you know, who's doing something amazing in the leadership role. So on that time, you know, I got to know your profile and I think, wow, what a connection. This is the right time. So it's people who has demanded you. So thank you. And I really look forward to share this episode to all the queens.
Thank you. Badhte raho, chalte raho, josh se.